Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Ron and Anian.
We've been working on a 73 Volkswagen thing. That's what they call it. It's a thing, right? Everybody comes in and goes, what is that? It's a thing. What? That? It's a thing. It's sort of like a who's on first moment, right? You know, who's on first? You know, I don't know, third base.
I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sex a thing, you.
The car doctor.
It's out of line because what's happened is, and I've seen this on Toyotas over the years, and it doesn't matter the model, where the pivot pin, either paint got in there during assembly, and I think it's paint.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the car doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
We God, Tom and the openings are getting better every week. 2019 Ford Transit came into the shop this week, and I want to tell you this story real quick before we go to the busy phones. Because it sort of exemplifies what I'm always talking about critters and cars. So local plumber, been a customer a long time. Matter of fact, I went to high school with Jeff. That's how long I know him. And he ended up, one of his work vans, it was fine on Tuesday, and on Wednesday it wouldn't start. And, you know, all he did was park it. So they were, you know, they finally got it to start, and it kind of wheezed its way down to the shop. And we, you know, inserted it into the schedule just because plumbers, tools, they kind of need their, you know, so they get a priority. We try and work around the schedule and just move things around a little bit where we can. And I discovered after a diagnosis that, and it kind of took me a minute, the cylinder head temp sensor circuit was inoperable. It had multiple trouble codes. It showed trouble codes for all sorts of things. Cylinder head temp sensor, oil pressure switch, and a few others. It was probably a half a dozen or more fault codes. And it also had this weird, it wouldn't crank every time. You would turn the key all the way forward to the crank position, and more often than not, nothing happened. It just wouldn't turn over. And then every once in a while, you'd catch it just right, it would seem, and it would crank. But it would, real long time, hard time starting. It was just kind of wheezing itself into running. And I went through my data, and I started to look, you know, what's out of kilter. And you've got to go through this, right? But you've also got to know what you're looking at. In the sense that I knew it was something, you know, was it oil pressure related? cylinder head temp related, or was it a fuel trim problem? Because it had fault codes for all three. And what I started to look at was individual data for those circuits. And what caught my eye was the cylinder head temp. And I should explain this. Ford does not use a coolant temp sensor. They use a cylinder head temp sensor. And they use that to calculate coolant and how hot or cold the engine is and so on. So cylinder head temp sensor reading said it was 194 degrees. But the dash gauge read zero. And the voltage, and this is why it's important to look at voltage and the actual sensor reading. The voltage coming off of the cylinder head temp sensor was 0.05, 0.05 of a volt, which is, it could be zero at that point. And that doesn't make any sense. If you look up the graph, 194 degrees should be about 2 volts coming out of that sensor, because it's like most coolant sensors, it's a negative coefficient, meaning it starts to work in reverse of what a normal sensor is. From 0 to 5, it goes 5 to 0. It's one way or the other, but it's got to read voltage. So I said, gee, where are we going here? It's an erratic signal. So I decided, you know what, this car is running in backup, and that kind of made sense to me. Because it was running in a failure mode because it didn't receive proper coolant temp sensor, and they were just trying to wheeze it down to get service, to get fixed for whatever, because all the dash lights were on, you know, check engine and so forth. And sure enough, as I looked around and I found cylinder head temp sensor, it was under the intake manifold. I was able to take a light and pinpoint it down under there. I could see the critter. Well, I could see what was left of the critter. Actually, I could see where the critter made its nest, because it decided to move into Jeff's lower intake manifold and camp out there for a while. And subsequently, it chewed up the wiring harness leading up to the cylinder head temp sensor. So at that point, it became pretty straightforward, right? Remove the intake, repair the harness. But I had to find the harness connector. That was a problem. And fortunately, I went out to AutoZonePro.com. All right, and I'm going to take you in the shop here with AutoZone and tell you exactly what goes on, because the problem with connectors is there's so many to pick from, and you can't just look them up. It's hard to look them up by application. Well, sometimes. AutoZone does it nice. AutoZonePro.com does it nice. All I did was I went to 2019 Ford Transit Connect, typed in cylinder head temp, CHT, connector, and it actually brought me to, I believe it was a WPT984 from Motorcraft. They showed me the picture. I said, yep, that's it. Clicked on it. Boom, they got it delivered. AutoZonePro.com. You know, it's nice in a complicated repair when something goes so simple. Got the harness repair from AutoZone. We put it in, soldered it all together, put the intake all back together. And I still had a van that wouldn't start. And I thought about this, and I said, you know, this vehicle's confused. This vehicle's completely confused, because it's still in failure mode. So I had to go through. Obviously, I had cleared codes, but I did a cam reset. Cam on a Ford is KAM, keep alive memory, and it resets the engine controller's software data regarding fuel trims, transmission shift points, engine operation. It basically tells it to start over. It's a reset. And as soon as I did the cam reset, then it started. It wheezed its way to life. I actually had to pull three spark plugs out of the driver's side. They were so fuel-fouled. It wouldn't even fire. I had to pull three plugs out of the left side of the motor and dry them out with a cigarette lighter, in case anybody wants. You actually light the end of the spark plug on fire. It's kind of cool. You get to see the plug shoot flames out of it because it's gasoline. I don't recommend you try this at home in the living room, but it's sort of a fun thing to do. It lets your little boy out. And, you know, we dried the plugs out, put it together, reset cam, and it started right up. And I tell you this because sometimes not every repair is straight cut and dry. It's complicated. You know, it's a mechanical failure. In this case, it was an animal that got in there, which, by the way, you know, once I had the intake off and Ford puts a heat insulator under the intake plenum, we had pulled that out so we could gain access to the switch. I then sprayed some mouse out from the folks over at New Hampshire Oil Undercoating, and I've started to do that as preventative now, using their mouse out oil treatment, you know, in situations like this. I think every vehicle with a a summer home for animals under the intake manifold should do this, because it's a problem. There's a lot of wiring under intake manifolds. This Ford and the mouse didn't, or the rodent, the chipmunk, whatever it was, didn't get to it. There was also knock sensor wiring down there. So it becomes a critical area. So protecting it with mouse out isn't the worst idea in the world. And, you know, it'll keep them from returning. And we assembled it, put it all back together. And, yeah, and then we got it to run and, you know, Jeff will go out the door. However, the second complication was the fact that it was also due for state inspection. And as a result of doing the Keep Alive memory reset, I'm still running monitors on it. I'm going to finish it on Monday because I had to get the fuel system monitor to run, and now I can get the rest of them to go. So everything has to fall in a logical sequential order. So just one from in the base, guys, in the shop, courtesy of AutoZonePro.com. Let's move over to the phones. Do we want to go to a phone call first? Let's get one started, and then we'll come back to it. Ron in Florida with some questions about third-party car warranties. Ron, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. My question is the car warranties. You being a shop owner, do you run across problems with third-party shop the warranties? How about the ones, the factory extended warranties? Do you recommend people to get either one?
I like the factory extended warranties. Let me answer the second part first. I like the factory extended warranties. I like to buy, when I've bought a vehicle in the last 10 years, whether it's a Lexus, a Chevy, a Ford, whatever, I always buy the manufacturer's extended warranty up to 100,000 miles, and I'll tell you why. It's not that I can't fix it. I don't know where I'm going to be. All right, I could be traveling on the road. I could be 6 hours from the shop. I could, you know, the vehicle could have 80,000 miles on it. It could be a family member that's borrowed the car and it breaks down somewhere. And I've got to know that at least if they get to a dealer, I've got a chance of getting it fixed and getting it repaired right. And not so much the cost. I mean, the cost comes into mind, but some of the electronics are always in the back of my mind. You know, you can have an electronic component failure. A module that's $1,200 to $1,500 is not impossible today. And then there's the labor to put it in. And I always make sure my extended warranties have that coverage. I want, you know, usually it's a rider they attach, or sometimes it's a secondary rider. They'll call it electronics coverage. And I want that. And I try to keep cars covered somewhere between 8 and 10 years up to 80 to 100,000 miles. Something major happens after that, 125, 150,000 miles. I'm probably going to have second thoughts. And lately what I'm seeing is the lack of parts that probably won't be there in 11 or 12 years to fix that car is going to make me want to replace it. So yes, I like manufacturer's warranties. Aftermarket warranties, not so fond of. As a person, as a consumer buying a vehicle, I won't consider it. You know, unless the dealership tells me, hey, Ron, we don't use Lexus. We use, you know, John Smith extended warranties. They're very good. We've been using them for, you know, 5 years. They've been good to us. They're, you know, they're going to be around, and they're very consumer friendly, because there are some aftermarket warranties that are out there that are worthwhile. There's a lot of junk. There's a lot of stuff I've run into as a shop owner. Now I'm going to tell you, it's an absolute nightmare. You know, I literally, somebody will tell me, hey, Ron, I've got an extended warranty. Will you deal with them? Yeah, but you're going to have to pay me an hour of shop time to be on the phone because of all the paperwork, filing, research, conversations, begging, pleading, and you know, proving my point of what's wrong with the vehicle to get them to pay for it. They're not the most user-friendly in that way, shape, or form. And then my other concern with aftermarket warranties is, will they be around? Because what typically happens, right? You know, Ron, if you buy a new car today and it's 4 years before you need it, if that company goes out of business, you won't know until you actually go to it. And if they're gone, mm-hmm. if they're gone 2 years, how will you know? They're not going to send you an email and say, hey, we got your money. We're not in business anymore. So, you know, it's a dicey situation. But if I buy that extended warranty when I purchase a new car from a vehicle manufacturer, from a Lexus dealer or a Ford dealer, hey, you guys sold me this warranty. Company's out of business now. What happened? It's a conversation you can have with a local source, because chances are that dealership's not going out of business. And if they're smart, and most of them are, they'll stand behind it. Just my two cents. Just my perspective.
Well, thank you very much for that information. That's been very helpful. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, sir. I hope I was of a help. You be well. I'm Ron and Annie in the Car Doctor. I'll return right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I got it. I got your number on the wall. I got it. For a good time. For a good time. Call.
Write it on the wall so you don't forget to call for car advice done right. 855-560-9900. Now back to Ron.
Hey, let's go over and talk to Billy in Maine, 2013 Scion, and some oil consumption issues. Billy, welcome to the Car Doctor. How can I help?
Hi, Car Doctor. My car is, the rings are not the right size from the factory, so it uses oil. Is there anything I could do to slow the consumption down?
Well, and it's not that the rings aren't the right size, Billy. They're stuck, all right? What happened was Toyota was on their extended oil change kick 15, 20 years ago, and I've heard this from more than one service tech or service manager, in that they think that probably did the most damage to these engines because people started going the 8 or 10,000 miles in between changes, and as the engines aged, the rings got sticky and they stuck in the groove. They ran a low-tension oil ring, and they weren't able to maintain their movement ability, and they got stuck in the groove, and they've got no way to scrape oil and control it. So now all of a sudden these engines are burning oil. It's what caused Toyota, I'm sure you're aware, had an extended warranty campaign. They actually came out with a phase one, then a phase two. It was good for 10 years or 150,000 miles from the vehicle's in service date. This one's out by time because it's a 13. This is 2024. I imagine it's out. You could double check that just for giggles. How many miles are on this?
Just turned 110.
Right. So it's kind of like the prime spot. It seems like it starts in the 80s, you know, 80, 90,000 miles, and then it just gets ugly.
That's about when it started.
Yeah, that's when it gets ugly from there. So, yeah, I mean, you could check the in-service date of this vehicle. If it was a late model year sell by some miracle, you might still be under extended warranty.
I went to the Toyota place in the city, and they said it's not.
Right, so that's usually the answer. As long as, you know, and let's preface this with, you know, as long as the person you talk to wasn't the checkout person running the cash register, we talk to the, you know, everybody in a dealership isn't that person in authority. You got to talk to a service writer, somebody that actually sits and looks at something on a computer screen and says, hey, let me check the in-service date. Because my experience in life, everybody will say, it's a 13. It can't be. You know what? I've seen a lot of vehicles 2013 that were sold in 2015 for whatever reason. So there's always that chance, just saying, right? That being said,
well, I asked the service guy that I took my brother's truck up there, and I asked him about my car, and he said that it wasn't anything that was covered now.
Right. Well, now. All right.
Yeah.
You know, it's, did he just say that off the cuff? Did he actually take your VIN and plug your VIN in to see when the in-service date was, when it was started to, you know, it started to be driven, when it was sold?
No, he didn't have my VIN. I just gave him, you know, the name, you know, year and the model.
Right, because there's a, you know, there's a warranty enhancement program, they called it. They called it warranty enhancement. I believe it was labeled Zebra Edward 7, ZE7, and it covered, you know, multiple engines across multiple lines. And this goes back to, they actually made a phase two version of it. The original bulletin came out in the middle of December of 2014, and the second phase came out mid-year 2015. So, you know, a little due diligence. Just, you're probably going to end up in the same place, Bill.
Sure, but might as well try.
Might as well try, right? And then maybe it's a phone call to Toyota corporate and say, hey, you know what? I'm driving one of your cars. I'm stuck here because I'm 6 months. Because you could be only 6 months. Well, not even. Yeah, you could be 6 months, right? If that vehicle was sold in October of 2013, you don't know. You don't know when that vehicle was sold. If you don't know that, we're having an argument with ourselves trying to figure out who's going to win. You know? So that's my first question. What's the in-service date? When that falls through, if that falls through, and you talk to corporate and they won't give you any labor compensation or won't give you any, you know, gee, we're not going to do anything for you, Bill. All right? Then what's our second course of action? Now, keep in mind, we're talking about an obsolete car. Right, Scion's gone. It's an obsolete car company, so we're gonna keep that in the back of our heads. You're gonna go visit your local AutoZone. You're gonna ask them for what's the most caustic crankcase flush they've got, something that, you know, out of the can is rated and follow the instructions, and, you know, try doing a couple of crankcase flushes with a chemical. See whatever AutoZone has that'll break it loose. If that doesn't work, and you get to, God, I'm up against it. I've really got to try and fix this, or I'm gonna get rid of the car. Don't tell anybody I told you this, but the most caustic crankcase flush in the world. And I don't say this lightly, and I don't say this is a first step. This is, you know, this is when I'm willing to risk, if the engine fails, it fails. Put a pint of brake fluid in it and let it sit there and idle for a couple of 3-4 hours, and then drain it hot and do it again. You'll be amazed what brake fluid gets out of a vehicle. Depending upon how many quarts of oil this takes, this is probably a 4-quart system. Anywhere from a pint to a quart of brake fluid, you got a little oil out. Could do wonders, but like I said, that's fail-safe. That's back against the wall. Try the other ways first. I'm Ron Anani and the Car Doctor. I'll return right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have
have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back. Ronnie and the Car Doctor here at 855-560-9900. By the way, give me a call. You know, whether it's today or tomorrow or sometime this week, I'm looking for some calls to put in the can, as we say, and have for our next show that we want to tape. So if you want to get on with me off hours, call, leave a message, and we'll get back to you probably by Wednesday this coming week. Let's go to talk to Tom in West Nyack, New York. Tom, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, Ron.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
my pleasure.
What's going on? I was going to do the brakes on my wife's 2020 Subaru this morning. Everything was going nice and smooth until I had to turn the caliper pistons in. They are frozen tight. I can't get them to budge.
Rear brakes, Tom?
Rear brakes, yes.
But this has electric parking brake, does it not?
Yep. I use my launch. I put it in service mode. And I had the little cube, you know, the little six-sided cube, the cheap part. I tried with that. Wouldn't budge. I went to Harbor Freight and I bought a better kit.
Right.
You know, one that puts pressure against the ears of the caliper. And they are both sides. They will not budge. And
right.
you do turn them clockwise, I'm correct?
You don't turn those. I don't turn those, Tom. I use a scan tool to put it in brake service mode. That's what I'm saying.
But what about the, don't have to turn the piston in?
No. There should be, if you've got a launch scan tool, go look for brake service mode. The piston's going to self-retract. The piston electrically retracts on its own.
Okay.
If this is an electric parking brake, which it should be on a 20, right? There's no cable going to this.
This is
a little push button.
It's electric.
Yeah.
It's electric.
The procedure is you're going to put that vehicle in what Toyota calls maintenance mode, and it electronically rechecks the caliper.
It's going to
electronically retract the caliper on this Subaru.
Yep.
Yep. It's going to pull the piston back on its own. How many miles are on this?
49.
Right.
49,000.
I'm not picking on you. I love you to death. You're one of my listeners, but don't you think it's a little weird that a 4-year-old car with less than 50,000 miles on it?
That's why I'm calling you, because that's why I'm calling you. I'm saying, am I doing something wrong?
Yeah, I think you are. Anything's possible, but to fail both of them? Now, if you told me the caliper doesn't move on its slide, that the slide itself is sticky stuck. Yeah, okay, I could dig that. I live in the Northeast too. I know what salt does. That I could believe. But that piston self retracts. That has to go into what they call self service mode, and you do that via a scan tool. And we use our launch all the time in the shop. You know, we've got a couple of different scan tools set up to do different things because we're, you know, so busy during the day, and we actually use that feature on the launch all the time. It works really well. So I know it works.
Yeah, no, I mean, I heard it. I heard it retract. My issue is what brought me to that was, when I put the new pads in, there wasn't enough room to put the caliper on. That's what led me to thinking that, and the fact that I watched, if you don't mind me mentioning, Mr. Subaru on YouTube, and he was doing a Subi, and he did the same thing. He used his scan tool,
right?
Went into brake service mode, and then he said you got to turn the piston in. So when my caliper wouldn't fit over the new pads, I says, "Okay, let me try to turn the piston in."
I've never seen that. I've seen the piston just pull itself back in. All right. Now maybe they've changed it, but at least if you follow procedure and you put it in service mode, and can you compress the piston at that point, it should still go. That would be odd. That would be odd that you had two failures like that. When you activate it using the scan tool, do you hear it run? Do you hear the the hum from the little motor?
Yes, absolutely.
And
I actually did it twice.
And the warning?
Yeah, I actually did it twice. I actually put everything back together again with the old pads because it fit. And I redid, I undid it, and then I redid it. And I heard the motor on and off and on and off both times. No issue at all.
Interesting.
And I cannot get I couldn't get the new pads. I couldn't get the caliper to fit over the new pads. So that's what made me think, okay, I got to turn this in. But they are like a rock, as
right.
if they are bottomed out.
And
I agree with you.
And
feel like they bottomed out.
Right, and they have to move. They obviously
I turn them counterclockwise. I don't know if this means anything to you, but I could turn them counterclockwise easily. They're almost with my fingers.
Do they?
And then I'll
do they turn in?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Do they turn in?
No, I as far as I know, I thought maybe I was doing something wrong at that point too, because I think that everything I research says you got to turn them clockwise.
No. It's, to my knowledge, it's, you know, make sure the parking brake is off, obviously. Take a scan tool,
mm-hmm.
put it in what Subaru calls brake maintenance mode. You know, they want you to unplug it at that point electrically and just take the back wheels off, remove the pads, disconnect the connectors, take the caliper off, and the pistons should be withdrawn.
Yep, I'm with you. Let me ask you this. Is it possible that the piston is overextended?
Now? How worn are the pads?
Oh, they're like 1 mil, 2 mil. I don't even know how they got to that point so fast, but they did.
Now we're having a different conversation. Yes, that's completely possible.
Okay.
That I could buy. If the pads are ground into dust where it was metal on metal or close to it.
No, they weren't metal on metal, but there's not a lot of friction material left.
Yeah,
they're not metal
still.
On metal. The rotors aren't even scratched.
Okay, then.
The rotors aren't even scratched either side.
Yeah. Now, I can tell you this. When you go to find replacement calipers, get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the checkbook. Not cheap.
Oh, I know. The only place is Subaru. Nobody even lists them.
Right. Nobody has them. I've never found them anywhere. And if I remember right, I had to replace one once because the motor actually died, but it was an older Subaru with double the mileage of what you're talking. And I want to say it was $400 or $500 for one caliper, if I remember correctly. Have you tried?
Subaru,
let me ask you this. Is there an electric motor on the back of that caliper, on the back of the casting?
Yes.
Have you tried unbolting that motor?
I didn't go that far. I didn't want to go any further than where I went with it.
I've never had to, but if your back's against the wall and you're ready to go out and buy a new caliper, at that point, brother, you got nothing to lose.
Well, the new calipers don't come with the actuators.
Right.
Or maybe you can get them with and without.
No, you can buy them.
In the Subaru online, they're separate.
Right.
You
they
buy
are
the actuator.
Right. They are separate.
Or the caliper.
Right, they are separate. That's
so
why
obviously I can disconnect it.
Yes, absolutely. Right, that's not my point. I'm just saying if you want to try something different, just take the actuator mm-hmm. off and, you know, does the piston come back then?
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to reach, maybe I was too hasty trying to put the caliper back on. I'll try doing that again with the new pads. So let's say I'm faced with I got to go to Subaru, I have to buy new calipers. So the process is just unplug the actuator, unbolt it.
Correct.
And just put it right on top of the new caliper.
Try this. Try this. Did you put this back together yet?
I put it back together with the old pads.
Okay.
Just in case she has to run down to the store real fast.
Right. Does the parking brake work?
Oh, yeah.
So it still works?
Yeah, parking brake works fine.
No, have you tried it since you reassembled
yes.
it? Okay. Then yes. you just proved that you didn't hurt anything. You're doing something wrong. Right?
Maybe it was too early this morning.
Yeah, you know, if the parking brake still works, you're missing a step in the process. All right, kiddo? I got to go. Try that. But, you know, you've proved it works. Now you got to figure out what you're missing. You're missing a step here. All right? I'm here, Tom.
Appreciate it.
Call me
Thank
if you need
you.
More. Yes, sir. 855-560-9900. Run on any of the Car Doctor. Back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
But I'll know you want better if you've got the nerve. Let's race all the way to Dead Man's Curve. It's no place to play.
Hey, welcome back. Ronnie the Car Doctor. Let's go over to Tony in Waldwick, New Jersey. Look at this. 17 and a 16 Honda Accord. He's got questions about trans service. Yes, Tony.
How you doing, Ron?
Good, sir.
A number of weeks ago, you described on the same type of car doing a drain and fill on the CV transmission.
Okay.
And, of course, I go into the local dealerships here for oil changes, and they hit me with, you need transmission service, which I agree. But I had done my research on it, and I wonder if you did the same. I asked them if their service also includes a transmission filter on the CV transmission, and they said it's a closed unit and there's no filter, but there's a filter.
Right, there's an external filter in one of the lines.
Yeah, it's under the battery pan.
Right.
So you got to take the battery out, and it's a little bit of an ordeal. Did you do the same when you serviced it? Because they say they don't do that. They just do a drain and fill.
Yeah, no, we don't. Matter of fact, I think I answered this from somebody else. It's funny, right? This must be CVT day. We were talking about this a little bit ago. No, now, but keep in mind, CVT trans service is in its infancy. The industry hasn't decided whether or not to change that filter. How many miles are on these cars?
They're both 45,000
right.
Low mileage.
Yeah, they're low mileage, and that's just it. The industry only just started within the last, I'm going to say, 2 years to talk about changing fluid on CVTs. The line of thinking was, and for the longest time, I can go back to 2013, 2014, don't change the fluid, it's lifetime. And it probably took the better part of 10 years to get the evolution down to the point where, okay, now it's okay to check. Now it's okay to change the fluid. And, the email that I got and now your call has got me thinking, do we change that filter? I don't know if we change that filter at 45,000 miles. I will tell you this. The majority of vehicles that we change fluid on back in the day with filters when things were normal, where you could take a pan down and get to the filter, you were changing filters at 50, 60,000 miles. I never saw anything in there. It was always clean. It always made me wonder, why am I changing a filter? But that's what the industry said, pan and filter. I think as CVTs get older and there's more mileage on them, But what I've thought about in the last couple of weeks as these questions have been coming in is I think the CVT is a little bit more of a fragile transmission. And my feeling is, you know, when you have to change the filter to remove particulate, it's probably too late because where'd the particulate come from? Is something coming apart, and changing the filter won't fix that. And right. I think that's where the industry is probably going to decide and settle. But listen, just change the fluid. It's the best thing. It's the best thing you can do for longevity right now. Is the bottom line.
Okay. Right. Then the other question I had, for them was: there's a fill plug. Do you take that fill plug out and to make sure you got the right measurement in?
Yeah, it's the only way you can really do it. I mean, you can cheat. And, you know, I guess if you're the dealer and you know that you've taken 3.5 quarts out, you always put 3.5 quarts in or whatever the magic number is. But my whole problem with doing that is if it's a drain and fill and the trans is low in the first place and you took 3 quarts out, how do you know what the real number is until you put it back in? Repetition does have its shortcuts, Tony. I just don't like to do it that way. I'd rather till I was really confident about whatever unit I'm working on, whether it's a Honda, a Ford, or a Chevy, or whatever. You know, we can actually take fluid out of, four transmissions and count the number of quarts. We'll still go through the process of the overfill and the heat up method every time, just because we don't know what, you know, how low the fluid was, because there's no dipstick on most of the transmissions today. So anyway, I appreciate the question, Tony. Thank you. And I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I will be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back. My name is the Car Doctor. Let's take one more. Chuck from Florida. Chuck, welcome aboard, sir. How can I help?
I was just calling in response to the fellow with the water pump problem for the Cadillac.
The gentleman from Connecticut with the auxiliary water pump. Yeah.
Yeah. This is sort of not just specifically for that, but I had done a lot of cooling work with Sunbeam Tigers, and that turned out to be more of an airflow problem. He's talking about water pump. One of the things that we had done, we did lots of things to cure the problem, but one thing was to have an auxiliary fan, and we put a thermostatically controlled switch on it, on the electric fan. It was a pusher fan.
Right.
But we just put a sensor on the side of the radiator imagine you could do it on the intake or one of the other lines in the car, but we had put it on the radiator itself. And if after the car was shut off, in the case that it would start to heat up, that fan would come on automatically. We put the we wired it to the hot side of the fuse block, and anyhow, I can't say that we ever had to use that, but it's a simple solution, and just like that is hooked to an electric fan, that switch, that thermostatically controlled switch, is an aftermarket product as well that you can just get, I think, an Advanced Auto or something like that.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's a simpler solution than what he's going through. I get your idea. I wonder where you would fit it, if it would fit under the hood of a modern day car. I understand, you know, coming from Sunbeam Tigers, that yeah, there's probably more room there. My original thought, though, is like I said, I would see if there's a circulating pump of some kind that he could wire in, and you know, circulate the coolant that way to help cool it off and not have the problem. So I appreciate the thoughts, Chuck. Appreciate the call in. Till the next time, I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor, reminding you, good mechanics aren't expensive; they're priceless. See ya.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.